We're finishing the Sugya of Arla. We're in the bottom line of Chaseis on the days. Elahashta diksivi hanakroi lachem lamali, kiditanya. Lachem le rabbis es in the tool of rabbi. These are machloik is shabirin the chachamim, but something that's natua le rabbin, that's planted le rabbin. What is natua le rabbin? What do the words mean? So Rashi says, l'tzayrech rabbin. We have here Rashi holds that something that's planted letzayrach a rabbin for the rabbin to use. So Taisus disagrees. Rashi says letzayrach a rabbin could grant the emtsa adera. So Taisus says that to all the rabbins we should say yachin letzayrach rabbin. Like my shpirish hakuntri is the emtsa adera. Who cares if it's in the middle of the road? The tani b'misef this arla and they tell the rabbin chayiv review the piter. Two different things. You plant in the Rishus Sarabi as a Chachayim. The Tani betrayed Bavi, Shemam Notre Milina. That they're two separate things. You plant in the Rishus Sarabi, that everyone holds Chachayim. Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim argue, if you plant with Tzairich HaRabim, so the Tanakama, which is the Chachamim, they say Lachem is Marba, Tzairich HaRabim. Rabbi Yehuda says, "La'haytias in the tool of Rabbi, my time is the Tanakhama d'ksiv unitatem liyachid mashma, the Rabbi loy mashma. How is unitatem? How's that mashma liyachid?" So Rashi says, "Not the derech of a Rabbi to plan, derech of a yachid to plan. So the Rabbi loy mashma, because Merachem la'haytias in the tool of Rabbi. Rabbi Yehuda unitatem mashma ben Rabbi ben liyachid, Merachem ben yachid ben Rabbi mashma. Have a riba yachariba, then riba yachariba elamai." So we have machlaikis in Drasha between the Chamim and Rebbe Yehuda, in which case, if someone plants the Tzairich HaRabim. The truth is that this is a bit of a pella, because in the Mishnah Rishayna, which is a pirish on Mishnayas Arla, he's matniyah. He says, where do you ever find in the Torah a ptur of somebody who plants for a rabbin? I mean, the pasuk says lochem, coming to be marble, mamayit something. What if you plant for a rabbin? Is there any place in Torah where there's a difference if you bake a bread for the rabbin or for a yachid? Look at the hilchos challah. You do things for a rabbin. Do you have a place to change? How are people supposed to know it's arma? Well, you can ask that question about any hefka tree. I guess you have to have a certain. I don't know if you can tell when a tree is 3 years old or 4 years old. You certainly can tell a tree when it's 5 years old or 10 years old. A 3 year old tree is in the first 3 years is a small tree. So I suppose that people can. No, the first year is not planted. First year generally doesn't get fruit, the second year sometimes doesn't get either. What? The question is why should I say the tool of rabbim is any different? Like if the Torah says in certain cases, a certain case you part this, you could be a mamayit shutzim. You could be a mamayit if you find them, you use for shutzim. But there's someone telling you, it's talking about if you plant it for the rabbim. The question is, what's the have mean of planting for the rabbim should be any different? What? Why would I think the Torah passes the Torah le rabbin? Rabbi Yehuda says we have a meaning. We're mayit something. Now what do you mayit? Rabbi Yehuda says if you plant it for the rabbin, we're mayit. But you don't find such a level of Torah.
How can this be the first place?
It's just strange. Did you ever have a different halachas if you do things for the rabbin, you do things for yachid? It could be the first place. His point is that it's a very... It's a strange, the whole concept is a strange concept. You've been mayit in the tool of the rabbin, that should have different halachas. It's just funny because you don't find that it has any different halachas anywhere. You do something for the rabbin. It's just a strange thing. It's not a tiyuf on anything. It's just considered it a strange thing. He wants to say a different pshat, but in the Mishnah Rishayna, the Pirush Mishnah Yisarva. Unless The Gemara means maybe that it's a publicly owned, when we mamayit, a publicly owned tree, a tree that belongs to the tzibur. When it says natur l'rabin, so maybe we learn pasha, it means a yachid plants it for the rabbin. But maybe not. Maybe the pshat is that the tzibur plants it. The government funds planting of trees. Things that are done by the tzibur, that we do find many differences in halacha, right? No. You see, that fits well into Rashi. Rashi, the rabbin says, "L'tzayach rabbin k'gayim ben tzahadera." Taisa says, why does Rashi say k'gayim ben tzahadera? Maybe Rashi means that it's the city does plants trees, or the state plants trees, for the tzayach rabbin. And that we do find many times in halacha, that things that are done, the din of a tzibur is different than the din of a yachid. The things that are done by a tzibur has a different set of rules than things that are done by a yachid. That might be. That might explain why she says k'gayim ben tzahadera. But the pashtus, it's a little unusual. Okay, at any rate, that's the end of Arla. Now the Gemara goes to a new haram. What? The ma'aseh there is, because we pass my Pesach Chacham. Question's just, what is Rabbi Yehuda ben Ramai? The halacha is it in Arla and everything. We're going to have to. Question is, why is Rabbi Yehuda ben Ramai that the Chacham need a reboot?
So that's
the
Yehuda ben
Ramai. Hmm? Arla? Well, Arla's not for Tishlayim. Arla, you mean you're talking about Netzer Ravai? In the fourth year, anybody who would want to eat it would pick it off the tree and eat it in your Shalayim. It's been in the Chatzah. It was whoever takes the place. No Vahare. Vahare Truma. Vahare Truma, the Rachmana Amar, the Chalzar, the Yechal Kaidish. The Torah says that Truma is also for Yisrael, and it says L'Yachal. So L'Chayrit should be also Ba'agah for Yisrael. And yet, the Tanan, Ma'arvin L'Nozir B'Yayin Uli Yisrael the Truma. And yet we learned that when you make an Erev, the Ruv is Chumim, you can make the Erev, right, you have to understand what an Erev is. Okay, an Erev, what's the concept of an Erev? Let's say you're in the city, we don't ever put out an Erev Chumim because in the city you can walk as far as you want. It generally comes up in the people go to the mountains. And they want to travel, they're in a bungalow colony, they want to travel and visit a different bungalow colony. So Erev Chumim limits you to walking only 0.7 mile, very small amount, due east, west, north, or south. You only walk, it's pretty small. If you go for a 15-minute walk in the country, you have already showers of Chumim. Most people, they walk briskly. Most people walk a mile in 15 minutes. People don't realize this. It's very shriach. At any rate, you put that in air. What is the concept of an Erev Chumim? I don't understand the concept. It doesn't work. The concept of Erev Chumim is that you're marking Shvisa, the place where you're establishing your residence for the Shabbos, is at the place of the Erev Chumim. So that wherever you are, you get 2,000 amos in all four directions. If you don't put an Erev anywhere, so wherever you are, wherever your body is, at the beginning of Shabbos, that's the Erev. By putting an Erev Tchumen down, you're saying that this point should be my point of Shvisa, and from there, I can walk 2,000 amos in every direction. That's the concept of an Erev. People make many mistakes about understanding an Erev because they don't understand the concept. If I'm here, so normally I would get 2,000 amos around, how about if you square it off? And that's how far you could walk. If I put my Erev over here instead, and this is 2,000, so what happens now, see, some people think that if you put an Erev here, you gain. Now you can walk. From here, you can walk. Now you can walk 2,000 amos all around. You don't really gain anything, you're just changing your center point. You put the Erev here, and this is your bungalow colony, it's also to walk at all in this direction. You don't gain. You gain your choice. You can pick your 2,000 amos. What you're doing is changing the point to center point. You understand when you're making errors? Some people say, if you have to go 4,000, just put 2 errors. It doesn't work that way. You can't put 2 errors. Error is not a bridge. An error is you're only on 1 error for Shabbos. Error is your Makom Shvisa. And every person gets an error at Makom Shvisa. And what's crucial to know for this Gemara is that the Makom Shvisa is established once for the whole Shabbos. Ben HaShmashis. Wherever you are, or wherever your Eret is, it's established once for the whole Shabbos. You can't play games on Shabbos and have half a Shabbos in this direction, half a Shabbos in that direction. Ben HaShmashis, which means when Shabbos begins, your Eret is established for the whole Shabbos. Now, what do you use for an Eret Chumit? You can use any food, except the salt and water, any food you want. And the idea is, it has to be Mazon Shtei Sudas, it has to be food for 2 meals, and it doesn't have to be bread, unlike other types of Arabin. It could be any food that a person uses in a meal, and if per person it's got to be 2 meals left. I think in Camp Agudah they use pineapple chunks for Yerubit Chumin. I once had to make an Arab for about 30 people, and I used ketchup. You need enough for 2 meals, ketchup, it doesn't take that much. The Rapalski says that it's not so fun to use ketchup, he uses pineapple chunk. But whatever the system is.
Might be water in there?
One sealed can?
Right? Might be water?
Can
a sealed can, yeah. Oh, if you say the shmushes, you could open it. Anything, the Gemara says, even if it takes an Isidra Banan to get to it, you're allowed to put an air in a tree. Even though you're not climbing a tree on Shabbos. But then a shmushes, you're allowed to climb a tree. So it's good enough that it's really ben hashmashes. That's the Mishnah in Arabic. And it's Magad. You'll see it's Magad. Okay? So, what?
I don't understand. How can you
do ben hashmashes you could eat it if you want.
Yeah, but when it comes down to it, it's on Shabbos. So you can get back. But for that purpose?
No, not for the purpose. You should have food to eat. It's a symbolic establishing of your Makom Shvisa. Pita, your Makom Pita is a place where you have your food, is your Makom Shvisa. And symbolically, you can do it with an Erev Chumim. All you need is one Reichel. Yeah. But you have to have for each person, Shtei Sudas. For many people, you can eat a lot of food. It's not like other Erev. Now, that's the idea of Eruvei Chumim. So the question is, could you make an Erev for a Nazir with wine? Logically, I would say no. The Nazir can't eat, that's not Makom Pita, that's not his food, he can't drink wine. Or could you make a Nazir for Yisrael with Truma? The Svara would be that you cannot, because Yisrael can't eat Truma. So the Chiddush here is that Ma'arvin will Nazir be Aaron Yisrael with Truma. We'll see why when we're Rashi and Tais, just down like this here. But before that, just the chiddush of the Mishnah is that you could be making an Erev, and from here we're proving that Truma is Mutavana.
According to what an Erev Truma is, it's just like showing where Makom Shvisa is. So what is the
concept? You're not going to use it anyway.
The chiddush is not right for you to eat. If it's not right for you to eat, how could you use it? You can't just trade for food for an Erev. It's going to be something that you have to be Makom Pita, you have to be his food. If you can't eat it, then same as not food.
It doesn't have to be
a symbol,
it's not to be
that you can't eat it. But if you can't eat it, then it doesn't satisfy the symbolism. The symbolism is that that's where Makom Shvisa is, where my food is. It's a tray for food, you can't use it. So the Gemara, we're working with the sugya on two fronts. But the Gemara, our sugya, we're just proving it's Mutabana. That's what we're proving. We see from here, Shumas Mutabana. So the Gemara is asking, why is Truma Mutabana? It says, Kozolo Yoichal. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Now we're going to get sidetracked, but we have to remember to come back to it. The Gemara's Kasha is, we see from here that Truma is Mutabana. Okay. Now, before we get back to it, we have to learn the Taich of Ma'arvim Lo Tabiyani Sobe Truma. We have here a Machlokes Rashi and Taich. Rashi says, Ma'arvim Lo Nazir, it was Truma Miyayim. Apa Pisha Suda Ein Aroi Lai. Aye, how can he use it? The Suda is not right for him. So it is Hoyo the Imicho and the Diruse Sharile Ma'arvin. Since if he wants, he can be Shayo, which means he can be Mataneder. Any Isser which comes to pass, the Zerus, the Darim, Truma, Chala, Hendish, all these things you can be shemat in Eder. So Harabi Mitchell, since the Nazir can be Shayal and his Nazirus. And then Shayalay Ma'arvin. What does that mean? He doesn't plan to be Shayal on his Nazirus. But since theoretically he can be Shayal and his Nazirus, that's considered Fatima. In theory, it's possible for him to eat it. What? Yes. Theoretically usable. The Chayli Yisrael the Truma, the boy Mitchell Alay, Truma Kosa Bishal, the Truma's Tarsa in a Truma. The Hajra the Tivlay, now here Tyson says an important connection. If you're going to be Shail on your Truma, are you allowed to eat it? A Truma. You say, I've corrupted that I made a Truma, it turns into Tavla. You're not only Tavla either. But so you have to say that Rashi, since you can be Shail on the Truma, the Hajra Makash Alay in Ayubay, and then take part of this separated as truma. So memela is considered to be chazimai. Bein hashmash. Because it could be shayli, separate truma. What? So the truma you give to the kayin, and the rest of it you're allowed to eat. You're not allowed to separate truma on Shabbos. Isn't this a drabbanan to be mafresh chala or truma on Shabbos? There it is, that bein hashmash is. We pass in that Ben Hashmashis, you're allowed to be the Machlaikis. We pass in Ben Hashmashis, you're allowed to separate Chumas and Maestris. So, Rashi's going with this idea. Ki Ve'ega here asks Akash. Ki Ve'ega asks that we're talking about an Erev that has a precise amount that's necessary. We're not necessarily talking the person put more. We say ma'arvin liyisrael b'truma. How much do you have to put? How much food? Mazon shtei sudas. So Agamar is talking that he puts that mazon shtei sudas of truma, and we say it's a good eruv. Hekav b'kiveiga. Why is it a good eruv? Let's say Rashi said he'll be shoyel on the truma. He'll de truma of this food. He'll un truma it. Whatever you phrase that. It'll become teva. You're not eating teva. So then it's going to separate truma again. To separate truma, he's got to take a small amount of this food and call it truma. And he's Yisrael, he can't eat the truma. So he's going to be left with chulin that's less than shir shtei sudas. Take from a different food onto this. Take from a different food onto this. Well, first of all, Rashi says, Ma'afir Shalom Minei Uba.
It's
not supposed
to take off.
Possible to take. Yeah, but my Pitzkar, which Kivag says, because that's why there's more. But if the Mishnah says Ma'ad and the Truma, it means the precise amount too. It doesn't say Ma'ad and the Truma, you have to use the last one. So Kivag is asking that you end up with less than the full amount. So you're asking that you can separate from us something else on this. He has something else he could separate. That's the case that he has. Must it be talking here something else?
It's not like
it's impossible
to get more food.
You're right. Maybe that's your Kivaga Bansh there. But the truth is, it must be talking here as other Chulin. Because what happened? This is Truma. He separated, obviously, there's some Chulin that he separated this Truma on. Did he eat that other Chulin already?
Maybe he did.
So I wonder, I have a bushel of wheat, a bushel of apples. I take one, I make a truma. I eat all the other apples. When I'm shayel on this one apple of truma, what's going to happen to everything I ate? Follow? I have a bushel of apples, it's teva, plus tea. I take one apple, I say zu truma. Now I'm allowed to eat the apples, and I separate ma'aser, of course, also. Am I allowed to eat the apples? I'm allowed to eat the apples. So, I ate the apples. Now I'm going to be shayel. I'm going to say, I have karata. I separate this apple as truma. What happens to all the other apples now?
You ate it already.
I ate it already. But it comes out with tail, no? I'm going to be mopping from the eight already? Can't be an apple. Transfer? You can be shy on that stuff right again. But if I ate it already, you have what I'm saying? I'm making. I have 100 apples. I have an apple orchard. I went picking apples. Some people go apple picking. So I have 100 apples. So I take one apple, I say it's truma. I take 9.9 apples, I make it nicer. And another 9 apples, and I make it nice and shiny. And I'm going to eat it. There's no issue. If after I ate it, I'm shy about my truma, it comes out that all the apples I ate were tevel. Comes out whatever I ate was tevel, because now I'm being shy on this apple. Comes out when you mat the nether, it's like the nether of Afreya. May come. Comes out was never truma. Aren't the apples I ate now usher? Once I ate it, that's what I'm asking you. Once I ate it, the heter, can I go back now and make it isser? Are you asking if you're allowed to, or is it possible to? I would think you're not allowed to. I would think it should be usher. No, I won't be shy. No, I look. You've eaten plenty of rechala in your life. They always separate rechala. Maybe they were shayel on the chala. I once had a lady call me in yeshiva. She's baking chalas, and she separated chala, and she made her chalas. Now she can't find a piece of dough. She separated. She thinks it's back in the chala. So a friend of mine was on Parkville Avenue. I said, hold on a minute. I ran down, got two other people. We drove down to our house. And she was still holding on, but and she was not there. She was shayel on the chala, and then everything became tevel again, and she separated chala again. So but you have to be chayshi every time you eat chala from the bakery, maybe they'll be shayel. What? No, chala now it's drabanan, but it's still chala. No, chala is in drabanan, but it's a din. So the truth is that there's a discussion in the Paiskim. If you're allowed to be shayel on truma after you ate if everything you ate is now going to become tevel, that's a pasha. If you hold, you cannot. So then Rashi says you're shayel, you buy mitchel alei. Must be talking that you have other, the other food is still around. No, like Nachum said, that the other food is still around, then becomes mukhrach, you're being shayel. Maybe. So, I'll compare it to Kivegas Kasha, the Shtaka Kasha. This is a possible avenue of Teretz. I don't think it answers it totally, but. Taisus argues a Rashi. Let's see Taisus. The first half of Taisus Maharvi. Maharvi would not be Yai. So what's the kasha? Why could you be ma'arif or another bi'ayin? It's a Rashi sex, you could be shayim. The parak b'kol ma'arif in the farish ta'im, mishun da'af ha'gat, l'chazi lahai, chazi lahai. Period. At the end of the first part of Taisus. What does Taisus say? A different parak. Taisus says, your makam shvisa does not have to be edible to you. It just has to be edible to someone. It's only edible for some yid, that's good. So to be making erev with chazer, with nevela, that's not right for anybody, that's awesome. But to make an Erev with Yayin, or Truma, I forgot Lechazi Lahai, Lechazi Lahai. Now Taisus brings that this is a Gemara, an Erev of Chavtes. So it's Shver Rashi. How could Rashi argue with the Gemara? We have here two reasons Ma'avim and Azim Yayin. One is because it's Chazi for someone else, and one because it can be Shayim. Rashi is Lechayla getting a reason which is not like the Gemara. So how do you shver on Rashi? Not only that, but if you look, those of you who have the print that has the mice of Rashi in the column, they bring from Rashi Erev and Chavav that Rashi says like Taisus. See, it says the Erev Tchumin B'Yayin Apagat Lo Chazi L'Didei Chazi L'Achrim. So the problem here with Rashi.
I'm not sure.
don't know if this is a regular Ohio or Chazi life. What? Ibrahim. So what, then you have to say Rashi should have brought the other reason.
Rashi
should have brought the
other reason.
Okay, I'm not going to be able to answer that question. But Kivega does answer the stira in the two Rashis. Kivega says there's a machloikis samirayim if you're allowed to separate truma bein hashmashes. La halacha we pass and you're allowed to. I think he says it's Reish Lakish who holds that bein hashmashes you're not allowed to separate truma. So he says the Gemara in Erevin is going like Reish Lakish, and therefore you can't say the reason that he bought Mitchell. That bein hashmashes you could be shailing a truma and separate truma again. This Reish Lakish's shita is that you're not allowed to separate truma bein hashmashes. So therefore in Erevin the Gemara by necessity comes up with a different reason. The Gemara there gives a different reason. Because it's going like Reish Lakish and it wants to come out, even if you hold you're not allowed to separate Truma Bein Hashmash. But La Halacha, we passed that it's mutter to separate Truma Bein Hashmash. So Remeva, Medina, Rashi tells us another reason. Dari boy, Mitchell Olay, you could be Shail, and you could separate Truma then. This is how Rabbi Kivega answers the Kasha. These two Rabbi Kivegas on the same piece here on the Gemara. Okay, let's just finish the Gemara of Harei Truma. So we ask the Kasha, Ma'avalot Abiyah Yisrael B'Truma. So what's the Kasha again? Then I'll get back to Mesachta Tzachet. Why can't you, what's the Kasha? The Kasha is, why are you permitted to have Anah from Truma? Truma should be also by Anah. So the Gemara answers, Amar Papa Shani Hasan Dama Kwa Trumaschem Shalachem Tehei Vidach Trumaschem Dechal Yisrakam. Let's get back to Tosis Ma'ariv. And Tosis here makes an important point. How do you know you're allowed to have Anah from Truma? Because you're allowed to make an Erev Tumin out of Truma. You have Anah when you make an Erev Tumin? What's your Anah?
It was a walk on Shabbos.
Okay. Now what's your Anah when you make an Erev Tumin? What's the halacha? You can walk wherever you want to go. The halacha is that you're only allowed to make an Erev Tchumin for a Dvar Mitzvah. If somebody Stam wants to visit even Camp Aguda and he wants to visit his friend who's in the camp down the road and he wants to make Erev Tchumin for that, it's not a hetzer. If his parents aren't in that camp, Kibbutz Avein, you're allowed to. But if someone has a sister in the next camp and wants to visit a sister, it's almost to visit your sister. Could be. But an Erev is only mutter for Dvar Mitzvah. You're not allowed to make an Erev for Dvar Rishos.
Once it's up, you can go.
All right, if you're college in the next camp, which one? What? Your older brother, maybe. What is only your oldest brother or any older brother?
That's, it has to be for you for a mitzvah, or it has to be initially made for a mitzvah?
No, the Erev has to be for a mitzvah.
So you can use it even though it's not a mitzvah?
Yeah, once you made it, you can use it anyway. But you're only allowed to put down an Erev for a mitzvah. That's the way we pass it. We're very liberal in defining a mitzvah. It doesn't have to be a mitzvah. It could be to be a habit somebody, it could be to be part of a Sheva brachas. But it has to be the Dvar Mitzvah. Is the man the Amar the Gemara who says no? Not the Dvar Rishos. It's much like this in the Gemara. Ma'arvin with Bar Mitzvah, or even Ma'arvin with Bar Rishos. We pass the Ma'arvin with Bar Mitzvah. Taisus is Babel. And this is the rule we're going to try to understand. There's a rule of Mitzvah Slav Lahen Ois Nitzvah. Mitzvah Slav Lahen Ois Nitzvah. What that means is that the Hanah you get from a Mitzvah does not have a din of Hanah. For example, what we mentioned last week, if you use a shofar of a carbon oila, you blow shofar. So what do you gain? What benefit? The benefit is that you're yaitzim mitzvah shofar. So if you hold and we pass the mitzvah lav lahenes nitnu, you aren't even having hanah from the shofar. Because mitzvah lav lahenes nitnu, it's not considered a hanah, a mitzvah. You might feel good that you did the mitzvah, If the Torah says Yisurei Hanoah, it means a physical pleasure. It doesn't mean the Hanoah of doing a mitzvah. A mitzvah Bat Lahana, isn't it? No, it's not considered a Hanoah. So what bothers Tosfos is Ma'arvin L'Nazir B'Yayin. Will be Yisrael B'Truma. How does that prove that Yisrael could have Hanoah from Truma? Maybe, according to the Maniyama, Ma'arvin L'Bar Mitzvah, he's not having Hanoah. He's putting down the error for a mitzvah. Mitzvah's love by him, isn't it? No? No problem. It's not considered Hanoah. Maybe Truma's also by Hanoah. And you know why you're allowed to put down an error for a Dvar Mitzvah? The answer is, because Mitzvah's love by him, isn't it? No? So Taisa says, no. Like Parakach, I'll leave it in my Yama, Ema Adam of Dvar Mitzvah. Mitzvah's love by him, isn't it? Our Gemara isn't going. You're right. Mitzvah's love by him, isn't it? It wouldn't be approved. Our Gemara is going like the Man Yama, Ema Adam of Dvar Mitzvah. As the Tyson said.
If we have a
Over here, Rashi said that, point to you, should, when you burn it, when you burn it, you should be allowed to have Hanoah from there. Okay. Is a side to stick a machlokes around in the Rashba, the mitzvah lav lahen kedushin. I mean, this is the V. They call it the Ray, right? This is the Rishayim on mitzvah lav lahen. This is the big machlokes, the mitzvah lav lahen kedushin. What does mitzvah lav lahen kedushin mean? Everyone agrees that the fact that you feel good, that you did a mitzvah, that doesn't have a halacha of Hanoah. It's not called Hanoah. But what happens if when you do a mitzvah, besides the fact that you did the mitzvah, you had physical pleasure? Let's say you eat matzah of Yisurei Hanoah. Eating it for mitzvah's matzah. Well, you either on Yisurei Hanoah, you say mitzvah lav lahen kedushin. True mitzvah lav lahen kedushin. You know it tasted good. Is the good taste considered hanoah in halacha? Well, let's say someone goes to the mikveh in the hot summer day. So someone goes to the mikveh. He goes out. He has a nahar, which is also bana. He made a neder. He's not going to have any hanoah from his nahar. And he's tevil in the mikveh. So we say mitzvah lav lahen kedushin. Is that applicable? Taka, the fact that I got a mitzvah, that's not called a hanoah. But my side cooled off. In the middle of the winter, I'm certainly allowed to go to such a mikvah. Because there's no hanoah. The only hanoah is the mitzvah. Mitzvah Bamani's mitzvah. What about the hot day? Can I go to such a mikvah in a hot day? Is that called Mitzvah Bamani's mitzvah? So this is a machlokes between the Ran and the Rashba, Mesechtas Nedarim, and Daf Tezvav. The Ran says, no. Mitzvah Slav Lahenes Nitnu is only that the mitzvah, the key of mitzvah, is not a Hanoah. But if you have physical pleasure, if you have a physical Hanoah while you're doing the mitzvah, of course that's a Hanoah. That's a considered Hanoah. No Shalom. That's the Ran Shiva. The Rashba disagrees. The Rashba holds, seems to hold, that when you say mitzvah lav lahenes nitnu, even the hanoah that comes, the physical pleasure that comes with the hanoah, is also considered to be mitzvah lav lahenes nitnu. In halacha, it's not considered to be a hanoah. The case that they're talking about, a man says hanoah is tashmishei halai. A man answers the hanoah. Asks on himself the hanoah of bia from his wife. Hanoah tashmishei halai. So he's asked. He's asked to his wife because he asked hanoah tashmishei halai. So the Rashba asks, why don't you say mitzvah lav lahen kedushin? Isn't it new? All you know is a mitzvah. It's a daraisa for a man to be with his wife. So back to Rashba, Mr. Tavla Henes Nidnu. Why don't we say that he's mutter to be by his wife, because she's also by Nara, but he's doing a mitzvah. He's doing a mitzvah, so Mr. Tavla Henes Nidnu. Look, the man, that's not a kasha. Rav says mitzvah bat lahenis nidnu means the fact that you did a mitzvah, that you feel good you did a mitzvah, that doesn't count as a hanah. But the physical pleasure that's involved, that is a hanah. So memela, your usher, he's usher to be by his wife because he have a physical pleasure. Physical pleasure is usher. So this is a machlokes between the Ran and the Rashba. What's more mistaver? What? There's no right answer. I mean, you can even think of the right, you think of the Rashba. But why? Therefore what? You're saying like the Ran? Yeah. Yes, and you're out voting. But the Rashba agrees with you. What?
Why should I say it?
Now, what's everyone saying? The Ran is more mistaver. Why? Well, because he had a physical anah. What about the fact that I feel good I did a mitzvah? Well, why is that any different? That's also physical anah. I feel good. So why when I go to the mikvah on a freezing day, I feel good that I went. So why isn't that a problem? I did my rosh and I went. So that's not anah. This is not my anah. The fact that I cooled off, that is.
Not physical anah.
Satisfaction.
You can't translate that on the dollars and cents. That's like Libby B. Shabbat
kind of anon. It's not a shabbat that has anon. It's not a physical anon that you can sell.
You can't use it with something.
Sure. You can't sell satisfaction. You can't buy satisfaction. What? The question is which is better. It's better to have a rookie to
die.
So the person giving the ride had enough. For that enough, we say this is lovely.
Why do we say it's lovely?
Satisfaction of doing a mitzvah, that everyone agrees that it's lovely. Now the question is, what about the physical enough?
Why do we say it's lovely?
Why? I don't know, Rashi gives a reason, but it's...
So if you know why, we can understand more why it's, whether it's, why we won't start it.
You're right. It probably has to do with understanding Mrs. Babla Henningsen, which you're right, it's not so easy to understand. Rashi all over Shah says, Mrs. Babla Henningsen, no, Ella, no, oil, I'll stop all right. Okay, so that is the sugya of Kainomis Makini Geshiva. You can't make a neder, and if somebody asks every sukkah in the world on himself, that neder is not chas. But when it's a shibud to another person, which a person could be mindful, so it's not an intrinsic mitzvah, it's a mitzvah which depends on shibud. So we say kainomis mafia mide shibud. That a neder is mafia shibud, of course you have to make up for it. However, yeah, if she wants a get, you have to give her a get, if you ask her. But her shibud to you fall off too. But as far as it being a mitzvah, kainomis mafia mide shibud, that's a specific mitzvah. So this is not like this around in the Rashba. Why, when you say mitzvah slav l'hanis nitnum? There's a riot to the Ran from a Beferisha Gemara, and there's a riot to the Rashba from a Beferisha Gemara. Usually when Rishonim argue, that's what happens. The Gemara Mashmah, like one, and Mashmah, the others, you have to answer. Now just before you go any weiter, how's our Tosis Mashmah like this? That's a thing, but is our Tosis Mashmah like the Ran or the Rashba? Like the Rashba, why?
Physical
and
being able to go somewhere.
And what's that place to say? That's not considered anah. Right. Our place is to say you made an erev, and it's not considered anah. Why'd you make the erev? You want to go to a sheva brachas. It's a zavlanis. I, when I get to the sheva brachas, I'm going to eat there. And when I get to visit wherever I'm visiting, I'm going to feel good, I'm going to spend time with them. Vaistois seems our place of souls is not considered anah. If you hold Mrs. Babla Henningsen. So Vaistois from our Tosis that he holds like the Rashba. That he holds that if you say mitzvah slav lahemesh mitnu, you can make an eretz chumin. To go, the Gemara's example is to go to a beis hamishnah. The Gemara says, well, beis hamishnah, well, beis ha'avim. To go be benachem avu, or to celebrate with a chazan kal. Even though celebrating with shed of brachas is certainly enjoyable, and get a meal, but vice days, and our taisis still says mitzvah slav lahemesh mitnu. So it seems that this taisis stems with the shita sarashba, that according to Man Yamad Bar, May Marvel is Bar Mitzvah, Mrs. Abla Hanishnidu, it's not our not to put down an alien. Our place seems to be like a rash. What? Yes. Abba doesn't say on the floor. And Shulchan Aruch says, Menachem. Took a kushi, he tiru, but they will not. So, our place seems to fit with the rash. Okay, there's a Fesh Gemara like the Ram. And that Gemara, is the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Ches. It says that if you offer yourself in Hanah from a Nar or a Mayan, Taibel b'Mayan b'Maisach Hashanim, v'Einei Taibel b'Mayan b'Maisach Hanah. If you offer a spring, a Mayan, a Hanah, so in the winter you can Taibel there, no problem. No pleasure. I, a mitzvah. So, mitzvah is a mitzvah. But in the winter, in the summer, it says it's also to be titled there. So that's a mitzvah raya to the man that a physical anah that comes with a mitzvah is also. We don't say mitzvah about the mitzvah. Very raya to the man and the kash and the rajma.
And the mitzvah.
The kind of mitzvah?
Before you have
the mitzvah. Yes.
So,
so that the Ne'ivi says a teretz, I think what you're saying. So the Ne'ivi says a teretz. This is all put down in the Avnei Veluim. Tshuva Chaf Aleph, the back of Avnei Veluim. I believe that there's a stifling Erevin that goes through this as well. The Avnei Veluim says that the Be'iri answers that but when you title in a mikvah, you have a noah afterwards too. Anybody who takes a good shower, you go swimming, afterwards you still you have that noah being cooled off afterwards. You go swimming on a hot day, not just when you're in the pool, it's afterwards. He says that it's not a riot to the Ram, because the Ram will answer that the Anah of tibbling while you go in, that's Mitzvah of anything. The fact that you have residual Hanah afterwards, that's a problem. That's what the Teretz doesn't mean. But the Avnei Veluim rejects this Teretz. He says, you have to look at the whole Gemara Rosh Hashanah. It says a Mayan. Taka says, it says another case. When you get spritzed with the paraduma, you get spritzed with the water of the paraduma, you get one spritz of water on you. So it says the same thing. It says if you acid water behind on yourself, so they're allowed to spritz the paraduma on you in the winter. It's no pleasure to get a spritz of water on you. But in the hot weather, in the summer, the hazav, the paraduma, if you acid it behind on yourself, it's awesome. If you have a now, you get a spritz of water. The Gemara says that. So the Mulum asks that doesn't fit with the Ne'ili. Because they can't say you have residual anah afterwards. I mean, how much anah is it from one drop of water? Could be when the drop of water hits you, you feel good on a hot day. But to say there's residual anah from Kippa Achas, he holds it's a big daichik. And the Mela, the riot to the Ran, that Abin Lum says, the riot to the Ran still needs a terrace.
Abin
Lum asks this on the meeting terrace.
He says that
the
paradigm we see that
the Anah itself is considered a Hanah, which is the Ran. That the Anah getting the spritz on you is considered a Hanah. And Lav Daska, the residual Hanah, that will come later.
What happens to the water?
Same amount of time that one drop of water is a pleasure, I don't think.
No, but the same amount of mark, I told it or not, while the water persists,
it's still there. Trickles
down.
I can understand that there's. It's the Hanoi of the same split second as the mitzvah. I suppose that's how you would have said in the evening then. So I think many would consider that to be a bit of a daisy to call that as the Hanoi. So Rabbi Malum says a different teretz. And he says a pshat in the Rajba, which will make the Rajba a little better. Okay, it's the case of Aina, the mitzvah of Aina, being by Olam. The Avni Meluim learns Shad in the Rajba, which he apparently holds far as more like a Ram, like most of ourselves. He says that the Rajba is only talking about a Hanah, which is inherent in the mitzvah. Which whenever you do the mitzvah, you have that hanah. Aina is by definition something which gives pleasure. Eating matzah is something which by definition gives pleasure. So you say this is Baba Hanukkah. But something like being table in a mikvah, it doesn't by definition cool people off. You can table in a mikvah in the winter, it's table in the summer. It's not inherent in tabling that you're always going to have hanah. Circumstances make that it could be Anna. So the Rajba is minor. When circumstances make that something is a Hana, that Hana is awesome. When it's inherent in the mitzvah, that's where his Kiddush is. His Kiddush is that in mitzvah's Aina, or mitzvah Rahima, where it's inherent in the mitzvah, you're going to have Hana, because it's a normal thing to have Hana, then such a thing is mitzvah's Abba Hanukkah. So I guess he holds that you don't, first of all, he doesn't specifically talk about matzah. But I think he means that it's the normal way of the mitzvah being done. If you get a contempt to a person's hanah, I don't think that's adequate. It's got to be that it's the touch of the mitzvah includes hanah, so you say mitzvah's not hanah. But now where the touch doesn't include. And he has a beautiful proof to this right here. From our mission. Mayasik Baitanabiki writes. You burn chametz, you're not allowed to heat up your furnace with burning of the chametz. Because you're having hanah. Just 1 minute. According to the Rajba, it should be good. Burning chametz is a mitzvah. When I burn chametz, I'm doing a mitzvah. So if I burn chametz, and while I'm burning the chametz, I'm heating up my furnace, you should say mitzvah is not by a mitzvah. But just like the hanah of doing the mitzvah of burning chametz is not a hanah. The hanah of the heat that I'm heating up my house or breaking my bread, we should say this is not the hanah, according to the Rajba. It's a physical hanah which comes at the same minute that I'm burning the chametz.
It's only
going to the bottom. Why say this is not the hanah? Makes it cheap if it's only going to the bottom. You're right, I think that I would be right. But he brings this raya that we don't say this is not the hanah in such a case. And even though this is not the hanah, I have a bottom one, guys. In the case of Mitzvah Sabah HaYisrael, there are Banu and Gaijir Yisrael. In the Gemara and the Dharm, there are Banu and Gaijir Yisrael. So that's his raya, that the Raj was made it, and then he's in 95% of the cases, the Raj was made it for the Raj. Any physical Hanah, which is incidental to the Mitzvah, the Raj is made it for the Raj. It's called the Hanah. And it's only if it's inherent in the Mitzvah that you say Mitzvah Sabah HaYisrael. This is a very geschmack understanding of the man and the Rajba. And everything's wonderful except one thing. Our Tosis, no? My Tosis cannot be a problem. What's our Tosis say? You're making it come in. This is what Baha'i makes me do. Says Maravin, do you saw the Truma? The Gemara can answer, yeah, this is what Baha'i makes me do. When you make an error, you have pleasure. You're going someplace, you're going to do something that's pleasurable. So the way we understood the Rashi before, Tosfos is very good. Tosfos says physical pleasure that comes in the mitzvah doesn't count. But now we're saying, no, the only time physical pleasure doesn't count is where it must be part of the mitzvah. If you go to Sheva Brachas, you don't must eat. That's the definition of being Mishameach Chasam Kalos for you to eat. You go to Sheva Brachas, not eat. And you're Mishameach Chasam Kalos just as happy with you eat or you don't eat. So what does our place to say? This is our Behar Isnit Nu. This is our Behar Isnit Nu. The Yer Kumin. What are you talking about? When I get where I'm going, I'm going to have a lot of pleasure. I'm going to be able to participate in the simcha. I'm going to have to visit people. I get things that I would pay for. Yeah, this place doesn't stem with any shita now. What we're saying now. Doesn't stem with any shita at all. What? Well, it's the third sheet of the Nesim Yishra against Rosh Hashanah. We may just think that it's just a fix to Gemara Rosh Hashanah. Maybe it's the most going to be eating. So, what? If you want to make the truth test and go to the same shita, you'd have to be murdered to the... Well, there is no more sharing test that's going to be shown from the Mishnah. So the way I ask is, I'm going to get you right. So, why does the test to stop laying a head of love on Erev? On an Erev? What do you mean it's not on an Erev? Because there would be a good test. No. The Gemara is asking, getting on the... This Gemara Kasha is only going to Man Yom and Ma'adam Zarashus. Because if you would say Ma'adam is my mitzvah, it wouldn't be shared. It's mitzvah by the mitzvah. You know what I'm saying? But Parchach Ali, but the Man Yom and Ma'adam is by mitzvah, mitzvah by mitzvah. But again, it's not shared, it's not a Hanah. Why? No, Tosfos is saying that the later Hanah falls under the rule of Mitzvah Sal Management. That's right. That's the later Hanah falls under. So, now that we've adjusted Machlokes around the Rashba, our Tosfos comes back to be fair. The Rabbi Mamur answers this as well. He says that if somebody, let's say someone's traveling in a mikveh, it's in the middle of the winter, and there's a mikveh that's also by and to him, and he's tameh. He goes into the mikveh. Is he allowed to travel in that mikveh? Is he still there or not? You say yes. Right? You know what I'm talking about? Middle of the winter, you have a mikveh that's also by and to him, you're allowed to be traveled, there's no steam, right? It's outdoors. You're not in trouble. Why are you not having any anah? 1 minute. You're having a lot of anah. If you're trouble, you can eat taris. If you eat taris, you can go to Beit HaMikdash. Aren't you having anah? Aren't you having anah? No? You're having enough of the mikvah, making your tar, and now you can do other things. Elamai, says the Avni Bogolim. When we talk about Isurei Hanah, we mean Hanah that comes from it itself. The Hanah that comes from it. The fact that I become tar. The fact that I can walk with Muslims. The fact that through that, it's going to be greater, more Hanah later. That's not called Isurei Hanah. That's not a problem anyway. The fact that I'm using this to make an Erev, and then I'm going to eat at the Sheva Brachas. This doesn't make me eat at the Sheva Brachas. This makes me go to the Sheva Brachas. The only Hanah that Isurei Hanah is after is something that comes directly from the thing that I'm having benefit from. Something that's indirect, it opens doors to me. Because I'm titled in the mitzvah, it opens doors and lets me entire it. That's indirect. That's not called the Isurei Hanah. That's not Hanah. It's a Hanah, but it's a cause, indirect cause of a Hanah. The case of the Erev with the Sheva Brachas is the same as traveling in the mikvah. The Erev lets me walk. Once I walk, I can eat. That's two steps removed from the Erev. And that does not fall into the category of a Hanah. It's not a direct Hanah. And therefore, it's not awesome. Okay.
So why are you not attacking the time off for nothing?
Exactly. But this is what happened with the rule of answers. That the rule of answers, so what do we do now? We the first thing that we said was in Mr. Sabla Henek, it knew of Shad and Mr. Sabla Henek. Now we're saying of Shad and Mr. Anah. And the rule is saying any Anah which is indirect is not called a Anah. Any Anah which is not direct is not called a Anah. And therefore the fact that if you travel you could eat, or if you go home you could eat, it's not a Anah. But the cycle is asked on this, that's an Arab, that's Simon Yud. Yanki, you ask from giving to a guy, he has even from selling. If so, I should be allowed to sell. Let's say I sell Yisrael. What benefit do I have? This person gives me cash. What benefit do I have from cash? Cash is not worth anything. Can you use cash? But if it is, I could take the cash and I could buy something. Well, better yet, even if having cash is on the if I give someone something, the only person can give me the cash. Or maybe better to ask like the idea. If I give it as a gift to a guy, I'm not even getting anything right now. I guess the guy will be thankful to me and next time he'll do me a favor. That's what should also be considered in the rest. That should also be money. It's a fact of kasha, it's possible to answer the kasha. But what we come away with is, again, a machlokes derav and derav, and two things, Rabbi Meluas, his teretz on the Rav's raya, which changes the Rajma, and then, but the problem with this tesis, and the Rabbi Meluas, Yishuv, that they erred in something which is a separate rule, is not called an Isser and Isser Anah. So these are the two, I guess, the two Yisraelis to know in the machlokes derav and derav.